नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक।
Hey, 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 what's up, people? I am Bacha, and this is Morning Day Break at news18.com, and it's time for your daily day, and it's time for your daily dose of news. So, in case you missed it, here it is. In the last phase of his temple run during Gujarat elections campaign, Rahul Gandhi was greeted by BJP supporters chanting, Modi, Modi. The Congress scion smiled at them and moved on. The next day, addressing a valedictory press conference to cap the election campaign, the Congress president-elect admitted, in as many words, that his party in Gujarat has shown willingness to fight for the last vote after more than two decades. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi was seeking blessings at Ambaji Temple in Banaskant. Prime Minister Modi didn't talk. He let the pictures do the talking. Well, the pictures were amazing. The pictures of him taking off in a seaplane from the Sabarmati riverfront, of the plane landing on a pond, and then his motorcade driving slowly into the temple town. The Tata Nano manufacturing plant, built in January 2010, had become a symbol of Narendra Modi's Gujarat model of growth. The factory has not been spared from Rahul Gandhi's attacks and is now a poll issue. Land from at least half a dozen villages was taken away to construct this Tata Nano plant. Land was taken away from farmers. But for what? Rahul Gandhi said while addressing a rally in Wadnagar, the Prime Minister's hometown. The Congress president-elect has predicted a Zabardast victory for his party in the Gujarat election and said the public mood in the state has undergone a radical change. With all sections of the society angry with the BJP, the Congress will win the election. The results will be Zabardast, a confident-looking Rahul Gandhi said. As curtains come down on the bitter Gujarat poll campaign, here's a look back. Retail inflation hit a 15-month high of 4.88% in November due to costlier fuel, vegetables and eggs. The inflation based on consumer price index was at 3.58% in October. It was 3.63% in November 2016. The previous high was recorded at 5.05% in August last year. The saffron color has gained currency in Uttar Pradesh. After public transport buses and the secretariat building in Lucknow, the frenzy extended to government schools in Pilibhit district. The Gram Pradhan in Pilibhit ordered that school walls will be painted saffron. However, this did not go down well. District Magistrate Sheetal Verma, who overturned the decision as the colour is associated with a political party, she ordered that walls be painted white. Former Indian captain MS Dhoni is on the verge of another incredible milestone as he closes in on 10,000 ODI runs. Dhoni needs 109 more runs to reach the 10,000 mark. He will be the fourth Indian to reach this milestone after Sachin Tendulkar, Saurav Ganguly and Rahul Dravid. A five-year-old's complaint alleging noise pollution due to the operation of Delhi Metro trains in New Delhi prompted the National Green Tribunal to direct the DMRC to strictly adhere to environmental norms. A lone accused in the Jisha rape and murder case, a migrant labourer from Assam, was convicted by the Ernakulam Principal Sessions Court. Amirul Islam was convicted on the charges of rape and murder in the case which shook Kerala and was a major issue in the 2016 assembly elections in the state. Islam was found guilty under Section 342 of IPC, trespass, 342 wrongful confinement, 376 rape, 376A causing death or resulting in persistent vegetative state of victim, and 302 murder. A survey of former Supreme Court judges has revealed the extent to which personal opinions and beliefs shape the rulings, even when it is a matter of life and death. The report, Matters of Judgment by the Center for Death Penalty, National Law University of Delhi, shows the background of judge, including their religion, were factors that influenced the choice between death penalty and life imprisonment, and dwells into the various grounds on which capital punishment is handed out. And time for celebration. And why do you ask? Yes, Virat and Anushka, yes, they got married and God bless them. But there is someone who is celebrating his birthday, and he is the megastar, the superstar, the Thaliva Rajinikanth. So on his birthday, we ask you, are you a true Rajini fan? So if you are, or if you consider yourself to be the biggest fan of Thaliva, we have a quiz for you. How well do you know Thaliva? Do you agree or disagree? On the superstar's birthday, Zaka Jacob writes, politics or no politics, Rajinikanth's halo won't fade. Zaka writes, and I quote, it is good if he decides to enter the fray, good that he wants to give back to Tamil society. It is okay even if he chooses not to enter politics, because the halo will remain intact. The larger than life image will stay. Well, if you want to read more, there's a link, click and read. How will marriage change Virat Kohli? The short answer is that it won't, writes Dilip Premchandran. There are few men in professional sport more dedicated to the pursuit of excellence. He will leave no pebble unturned to make sure the preparations are spot on. If anything, what India can expect is the sort of run glut we saw in Australia in 2014-15 with Anushka in attendance, he writes. And on the reel, Volvo is once again ready with a new product launch just before the year ends. Does the new Volvo XC60 have what it takes to be an industry leader and beat the Germans in their own game? We find out. So there's a link. Don't miss to watch the video. And yes, that's it, folks. That's it. Until the time we meet again, it's your host and host, Bacha, signing off from the Daybreak. Stay tuned on news18.com for more news updates and some crazy kick-ass videos.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.